listening to the Book Club at 91.7 WEXU and WMUB. Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell. On the phone with me is Cheryl Della Pietra, who is the author of the novel Gonzo Girl, a bestseller now out in paperback. It's based on her experiences when she lived with Hunter S. Thompson in Woody Creek, Colorado for several months back in the early 1990s, and very much reflects his tone of writing. Cheryl, welcome to the Book Club at 91.7.
Thank you for having me.
So Gonzo Girl, a novel, your first novel, you've been writing for magazines for a while, but why turn to a novel now?
Well, it took me a long time to kind of figure out what this experience meant to me. And then it was a matter of trying to decide, did I want to go the memoir route, which I didn't. I always fancied myself a novelist, and I've written a novel before this one. It did not get published. So when I shelved that and sat down to write novel number two, I had this wonderful, very compelling material in my back pocket, and I just started writing. I actually wrote one of the scenes at the very end of the book first. It just came rather easily after that. So it took me a while to figure out how I wanted to shape the story and what I wanted to say about this very special experience in my life. So it took me a while, but yes, I didn't realize it was going to be 24 years when all was said and done between the experience and the actual book being published. So,
well, I'm a big fan of Hunter S. Thompson's writing, Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail, and of course, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas and the like, and followed his career. How did you get a job as a copy editor for Hunter S. Thompson?
Well, my position was his editorial assistant, which probably the job description was not what your normal editorial assistantship required, but I was a recent college graduate, and I was living in New York City. I was trying to break into magazines, and I promptly landed as a bartender. And I have to say that I didn't think that hurt me when I went to apply for this job. But so a friend of mine was working at Rolling Stone magazine, and he knew I was looking for a job, and he said, "Hey, I heard about Hunter S. Thompson looking for an assistant. Do you want to throw your hat into the ring?" And I said, "Sure, why aren't you doing it?" And he said, "Because he wants a girl." So I said, "Okay," which should have tipped me off to something, too. But so I wrote him a letter that day, and it was sort of an unconventional letter. He said how much I loved his writing and how much I admired Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. And I mentioned I was a bartender, and I faxed it to him. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, my phone rang. And it was him, and if you've ever seen him in interviews, he had this kind of mumbly baritone. He said, "This is Hunter Thompson. This is Cheryl there." And he said, "I really liked your letter. Can you get out here tomorrow?" So it was kind of decision time. So I flew out. I had a 3-day trial period. Mayhem ensued, and I guess I passed, because I ended up staying then for almost 5 months after that.
Well, Ali Russo, your recent college grad character at the heart of Gonzo Girl, goes through much the same audition. Matter of fact, the book opens with her 3-day audition with the novelist, Walker Reed, the stand-in for Hunter Thompson here in this. But I'm curious, so how much of this could be memoir and how much of it is fictionalized, Cheryl?
Well, I've said that there is a lot that is true, and there is a lot of truth. So, probably more than half is true. But, when I decided to fictionalize it, you obviously have to put in, things to keep the tension going, keep the engine running. You have to have, your three acts. So there are certain things that I did, of course, have to make up or embellish a little bit to kind of give it the novelistic structure. I mean, in a way, this book is a bit of Gonzo journalism, in that, the way I define Gonzo journalism is putting this novelistic structure onto real life events and, embellishments along the way. I mean, ostensibly, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is a work of nonfiction, but certainly we can't believe that every single thing happened exactly as it was said in that book. So I like to think that I'm borrowing a little bit from Hunter's legacy to have written this book.
I'm laughing to myself. "You're kidding. No, Fear and Loathing's all true. What are you talking about?"
Cheryl
Della.
You've from guessing, right?
Cheryl Della Pietra, who is the author of Gonzo Girl, a novel. You can learn more about it at our website, wvxu.org. As I was reading, I did wonder why you decided to make it a novel and not a memoir, Cheryl, because you know, there's so much that the world does know about Hunter S. Thompson and the quote-unquote fun that he would get into with guns and explosives mm-hmm. and drugs of all types and alcohol, that, you know, there's a lot of truth I can sense in this. But why a novel, not a memoir?
Well, as I said, I kind of fancied myself a novelist, you know, and I sort of backed into it that way, I guess, in that I thought this would be very interesting material to mine for a novel. And, you know, I've talked about being 24 years removed from the experience. I didn't want to have to kind of rely on my memory of what was a very non-linear experience and one, you know,
yes.
that was very foggy at times. So I don't know. I guess that's why. You know, there's been a lot written about Hunter. He has several biographies, you know, about him. So I didn't think that I could necessarily see anything new in that regard. And then there's also this layer that this is my story, you know, my experience with him. And you know, I've heard a lot from young women who say that this story resonates with them because it kind of deals with this freshman year of life, you know, when you're getting your first job and starting to set the boundaries in that realm and trying to figure out how to handle your ambitions. So, you know, I wanted to add some of that into the writing as well.
It's quite an experience that you put Allie on all the way through the book. And you talk a little bit about her family in the book, a good Italian Catholic family, and how her mm-hmm. mom doesn't want her to be out in Colorado, needs to be closer to home. Some of that resonating from your family life?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just did a reading at Calandra Italian American Institute at CUNY in New York City. And it was a very interesting night because it was the first time that I really looked at the book through that lens of the Italian-American experience in this country. And, you know, my feelings about it are that, you know, my family is so supportive, but, you know, they come from a different generation and a different time. And so, you know, I think for my generation, we can kind of feel like we have a foot in both the old world and in the new world. So a lot of this, you know, we're kind of plowing the field for our parents and our grandparents in terms of our careers, in terms of our ambitions. So a lot of this was just untested waters for me. But what's really wonderful is how proud my family is and how proud my parents are. You know, my father, in the book, the father is a plumber, but in real life, my dad is an English teacher. So he's just very, very proud that I've, you know, did this and, you know, who knows, perhaps he had ambitions of doing this himself. So, you know, I'm very, very, you know, proud to, I love my family so much and they've just been so wonderful in terms of just, you know, getting the word out about the book. You know, my mom goes into the Barnes & Noble and she kind of moves everything around a little bit. And so it's been very interesting to kind of, you know, ponder this book through that lens for me.
I'm speaking with Cheryl Della Pietra, the author of Gonzo Girl, a novel inspired by the time she spent living with Hunter S. Thompson in Woody Creek, Colorado back in the early 1990s. It's now out in paperback. You can learn more at our website, wvxu.org. Interesting, too, Cheryl, in the book, and I'm curious, as a writer yourself, the struggle that Walker Reed, fictional writer here in the book, the process he goes through trying to get something on the page, and Allie and Walker discuss in the book, they talk about writing and what it takes to write, and it seems there's two very different approaches there.
Well, yeah, that was part of my real life job, was to just get him to write. You know, I was too young to be any sort of, you know, massively qualified editor, but I think what I had going for me was that I was young and I was, you know, eager and ambitious. And that, you know, I was willing to kind of, you know, do the shenanigans with him, you know, go on the drives and the hot tub and go out and shoot guns on the range. You know, Hunter liked to have fun, and that's what kind of fueled his creative spark. You know, a lot of people maybe look at that as kind of some kind of nonsense, but in a way, this is what filled his tank for when he sat down to write. But I think all writers struggle, and it was very humbling to kind of see that. And then there were days when it just everything came together, and it was just a wonder to watch. I think all writers struggle, and he really kind of humanized that experience, and we just tried to get pages as best as we could.
I want to know, when it came to writing a novel, I mean, you're a magazine editor and writer and copy editor, and you've done lots and lots of stories, but when it came to writing the novel, what did you learn from your experience with Hunter S. Thompson that may have helped you when it came to writing Gonzo Girl?
Well, Hunter wrote every day. I still don't do that for various reasons. I have a family, I have a job. But I do think that that's part of the success, is kind of, you know, having these routines, and he certainly did have that. He also, you know, he just cared deeply about what he was writing about, and certainly his political writing, this all comes through. You know, he cared about justice, he cared about politics, he cared about this country very deeply. So he couldn't have done what he did without having that kind of passion. And also just the life he led, you know, he really did teach me that, you know, you can't just sit down at the typewriter. You have to live a life. You know, I think we see this too sometimes with musicians or with actors. You know, these are the things that inspire their work. You know, to have some fun and then sit down and get your work done. So I would say those are some of the lessons.
Well, it seems you learned a lot more than that, Cheryl, because you talk about some of the actors and politicians and well-known personalities that were pay a visit to the fictional Walker Reed's compound in the Colorado Rockies in your book Gonzo Girl, and looking at them and sensing, you know, realizing that celebrity's not all that.
Well, yeah, it certainly is a different lifestyle. You know, one of the things that I often think about is, you know, actors, artists, most artists have these very unstructured lives. You know, they don't have to punch a clock every day. They don't go anywhere from 9 to 5. They have to kind of make it happen on their own. And I think that that's a very scary prospect, and it can leave a lot of room for some more dangerous things to happen and more controversial things to happen as you're kind of looking for some grounding. So, yeah, it certainly is a whole different lifestyle. And I keep up my work, like I do copy editing and other things, just so I have that organizing principle in my life for when I sit down to write. But I can't imagine my life without that kind of thing.
Well, Cheryl, thanks for your time this morning, and thanks for the novel, too.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Cheryl Della Pietra, her novel is Gonzo Girl, now out in paperback. Details at our website, wvxu.org. This is the Book Club at 91.7.